This is Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. As you're crafting your resume, you'll likely include awards, professional associations, civic activities. Have you ever given any thought to what those things reveal about you? Things like your race or ethnicity, your religion, even your sexual orientation. There's conflicting advice about whether to include such things on your resume, so we're going to ask our career guy, Brandon Smith. Welcome back.
Joshua, really glad to be here this morning.
What do you think about including activities, associations, awards, that kind of thing that might reveal race, religion, sexual orientation?
Yeah, it's a real sticky issue and a real big question. So let me ask you, what do you think the purpose of a resume is?
Well, having talked to you, I know it's to get the job interview, just to get in front of people. Right?
Exactly. It's an advertisement. It's to get you in front of those people so you can interview. It's not a biography. It's really about performance. What have you done over the past? What have you achieved? What's your professional background?
One of the things that's interesting about this to me is that some folks say you should include these things when you think it might get your resume that second look from a company.
Okay, so let's talk about that second look. There are some exceptions of when you do want to include these things. One, it's a small business. Two, it's a business where culture is a big deal because fit matters more to those folks. So way back in the day before we had our third child, my wife was a real estate closing attorney. When she would work at different firms around Atlanta and she would send her resume and they would interview her, they never wanted to talk about what she had done. So under additional data, she had put this little obscure thing that she was an avid Braves baseball fan. Well, in these small firms where fit matters, the entire interview was spent talking about the lineup, who should be brought up, who should be traded. They were doing what consultants call the airport test. If I'm stuck with this person, would I like it or not? So in small businesses, that matters more. So they want those additional pieces of information about you. But for any company or organization that's medium or large size, it's just not as much of a consideration in this first pass.
You said companies where culture is a big factor for them. How do you know when that's a factor for a company?
Often you know it either by reading about it, seeing articles, hearing about it from the outside, or more importantly, you've got a friend or family member that works there and they say, oh yeah, we're all involved in Habitat for Humanity.
So it's incumbent upon you to do your research and know that that's going to be an issue.
And then you know that's what they care about and it matters. And then so if you are involved, you want to put that on your resume.
Okay, so you said it will matter more later in the process.
Yes. Remember, resumes, all about getting the interview, all about performance. Now, LinkedIn is a different ballgame. LinkedIn is where you do put all of that personal stuff. So associations you're part of, nonprofits that you sit on the board or that you volunteer time with, other things that you do that kind of bleed into personal and professional life, you put all that in LinkedIn. When I talk to recruiters, they say, we want to see that. And LinkedIn should be more than a resume. It should give a little bit of a perspective on what that person's like.
Brandon Smith is a career coach and leadership consultant. He teaches at Emory University's Goizueta Business School. Thanks.
Joshua, it is always my pleasure.
There's much more from Brandon on his working and career blog at gpb.org/radio. And you can follow us through the week on Twitter. Brandon is at the WP Therapist. I'm at JStu News.